Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of July 6th, 2018. A very happy belated birthday to our America. I'm sure you all celebrated safely and cautiously and had a good 4th of July. Maybe a barbecue or a little something here and there, smoked a cigar, whatever you might have done. Did you have a good 4th?
I did.
Oh, very fine. Erosmo is in the control room. Horatio on assignment out of New York, still very hard working with the show. And you participating on the show make the broadcast, and we want you to call in and participate. Questions, comments, concerns, help for other listeners, your favorite app, whatever the case. We want to hear you, and when we do, you get fabulous prices, especially during our annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. And stay tuned. In a couple of minutes, we're going to tell you about some of the items we have, including new ones we added just this week. But first, some tech news and commentary.
A SpaceX Dragon cargo ship carrying 3 tons of equipment and supplies, including super-caffeinated coffee, fresh fruit, and ice cream bars for the astronauts, was attached to the International Space Station earlier this week. The delivery also included a robot called Simon, spelled C-I-M-O-N, on a mission to serve as an astronaut assistant. Now, the automated spacecraft was launched from Cape Canaveral last week atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. While spare parts, critical research supplies, and equipment are the primary items on the manifest, NASA always sends along fresh fruit and a few other treats for the crew. This time around, the astronauts could expect Texas blueberries, ice cream bars, and fresh coffee.
Yeah, but the problem is they throw everything just out and it just floats and they have to catch it.
That's the fun part.
So the fresh coffee makes it really interesting because they're droplets of coffee and they have to just run around and catch them in anti-gravity.
And I think I'd kind of like to eat blueberries in space. It'd be fun to sort of float through and just, you know, kind of... You know.
Open your mouth like a shark and just gobble up as many blueberries as you can and stuff. I think it's really neat. And, of course, when it launched out of Cape Kennedy here in Florida, it had a lot of people going crazy. It left some very it was very early morning hours, left some very interesting vapor trails. And people were calling the police and news stations and so forth. And UFO, something else. Of course, this past week was also UFO Day. That came and went and didn't seem to care much either. but people were thinking, who knows what it was? It just happened to be the SpaceX rocket going up. But then the winds and whatnot made some very interesting lit up vapor trails or whatever the trails they were.
Yeah. You know, and it shows how much I pay attention to the news. I didn't even know about it until after it all happened.
You know, sometimes you can see them, even from our standpoint in Miami, which is like 3 hours plus away.
I've gone out for a few of the launches and seen them even from all the way down here.
On a clear, non-cloudy night, you can see what looks like a tiny rocket going up because they're quite a couple of hundred or so miles away.
And I hear Elton John in my head with his song.
Rocket Man.
Yeah. Oh. I can't sing it because our affiliate stations would have to pay royalties.
And you can't sing.
Okay, and the listeners would be turning it off.
Jeez. Smart devices such as artificial intelligence assistants and Amazon's upcoming Fire TV Cube are challenging the relevance of traditional remote controls. Though many consumers are still wary of voice command devices and don't trust those that are constantly listening. Ooh. Scientists at the UK's Lancaster University are experimenting with ways to use gestures instead of voice commands to offer viewers a new way to control what they watch. And I can already tell you which gesture I would use if I ran across a show that I was not interested in. You know, like The Bachelor or Romance or The Gong Show or something. I could gesture something to the TV that would be no doubt, don't turn that on again, I'm not interested. You know, like a thumbs down or
sure, yeah, that's,
or
some, that's the finger I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, some finger that would let my TV know.
That's number one?
Right. Don't you offer that up again. So I'm actually thinking this is a great idea. I'm looking forward to being able to gesture to my TV. And if you like something, then of course you'd make a similar gesture of a thumbs up or something.
Sure. And see, you know, I welcome all these devices to listen in on because, you know, I live such a boring life at home that, you know, if that's all they want to do is sit around and listen to my my conversations, and more power to them.
Okay, now this is let's analyze this for a moment. You live alone and you have conversations.
Yes.
With whom?
Mostly Alexa.
Mostly.
I go to the chat mode.
Uh-huh. But you also talk, like, to your vacuum cleaner or
sometimes,
something?
Yeah. Sometimes. After a few margaritas.
Oh, boy. To be at Chris's house. Not. Hey, at least every other weekend you have Cameron there.
Exactly.
And you have a conversation with him.
Right.
Those probably also just as interesting conversations. But he yeah. can talk back.
Uh-huh.
Not rudely. But he'll have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And it usually involves something like, Dad, I'm worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Facebook says more than 800,000 users may have been affected by a bug that unblocked people they had previously blocked. The company said earlier this week that the bug was active between May 29th and June 5th. While the person who was unblocked by this bug could not see content users shared with their friends, they could have seen things that were posted to a wider audience. Facebook says the problem has been fixed, and it's the second software bug in less than a month that the company has notified users about. In June, Facebook disclosed that a software bug led some users to post publicly by default, regardless of their previous settings. That bug affected as many as 14 million users over several days in May.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, of course, we all know lately how much we can trust Facebook.
I know. But, you know, you've had people block you, you know, like your ex, which no loss there. But maybe it had her seeing the picture of the girl you went on a date with the other night.
Well, you know, more power to her.
Yeah. Very true. Hey, stuff happens, right?
Exactly.
At least that's the word we have to use on the air.
Right.
Stuff. Well, I'm blocked by the president and CEO of the Consumer Technology Association. He just doesn't like me. That's his problem. So I'm hoping that it unblocked me for a bit, and he saw pictures of us covering CE Week, which they used to be involved in, and then wimped out and got off of it. And now our friends from IFA are very much involved, and it's a much better show. And not in a hotel ballroom anymore. It's at the Javits Center.
And promises to be even bigger next year.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Every exhibitor we spoke with and interviewed, it's all were thrilled with it and said, well, oh, we're going to be back. And we're telling our friends about it, not our competitors, but our friends. So that's a good example of a good show that Gary wimped out on years ago. Interesting.
He tends to do that a lot.
Yeah. So I hope maybe, because that's the only one I know of that blocked me. Why would anyone else block me? Just don't follow me. I don't care. I'm already almost up at the limit anyway. So do friend me, won't you? quick, before I get to the top limit. And I don't know what happens after you get 5,000, I'm using air quotes, friends, then what?
What do you do with 5,000 friends?
I have parties, big ones.
See, no. I think last time I checked, I'm like 200 and something. But I also personally know everybody who I'm actually friends with on Facebook. I've made it a point to, you know.
I do, too, kind of.
Well, you've also been,
some.
You've also been on the earth a lot longer than me, so you've had more time to meet people.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
I've met more of my friends, and we communicate, and stuff. People listen on the radio.
You know, of course, you know, you've been around since, you know, your Facebook wall was, you know, chiseling it on the cave or something.
What are you going to be doing next week for employment?
Apparently sitting at home having a cigar and brandy.
Yeah, your last one because yeah. You won't be able to afford it anymore. Microsoft plans to try again with its augmented reality HoloLens headset, which failed to reach sales expectations. That's an understatement. When released back in 2015, the company plans to use the Snapdragon XR1 platform in the upcoming HoloLens 2 to reduce cost and yet appeal to mainstream users. Good luck with that, is my point. perhaps you will be able to do that with a little augmented reality. That was part of the problem. It was way too expensive. And it's just like virtual reality and all the other stuff we've talked about, glasses, headsets, and whatnot. They're bulky. They're expensive. What do you do with it? It's a fun experience, maybe the first few minutes, and then you fill the air sick bag, and then what do you do? So I think that's the biggest problem. It continues to be interesting, but we've not found that killer app yet.
Yeah, I haven't been able to really experience AR or VR without having to take Dramamine first.
Good luck with that.
Facebook has confirmed that they are acquiring London-based startup Bloomsbury AI that has developed natural language processing technology to help machines answer questions. According to a report in TechCrunch this week, Facebook is paying between $23 million and $30 million to acquire Bloomsbury AI.
Whoa.
The report added that the social media giant aims to deploy the Bloomsbury AI technology to work on fighting fake news. Facebook recently announced that it was using AI to remove posts from its platform that involve hate speech, nudity, graphic violence, terrorist content, spam, fake accounts, and suicide. In a statement, Facebook said, "We view AI as a foundational technology, and we've made deep investments in advancing the state of the art through scientist-directed research."
Well, I hope that it makes a difference.
Yeah.
They need to do something between all the fake news and the other issues, of course.
Especially if they're spending up to $30 million for this company.
So. Yeah, but that's nothing.
I mean, to them, it's nothing.
Pocket change.
That's a day's worth of advertising from one little country.
I know. Why don't they spend some here?
It's a good question.
Yeah, this is a little country that we could use some of that advertising money. Did I mention that we support our advertisers? Lance in Dearborn, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the very powerful information station. Hello, Lance.
I just started a new job, and one of my coworkers has a very small Alexa that he uses to listen to music. I'm thinking of getting one for my office, but I want a little bit better sound quality, so I was wondering if you could recommend a good Bluetooth or wireless speaker system like Alexa that will also play really good sound.
Absolutely, Lance. If you want an Alexa speaker that sounds better than, of course, the Alexa Dot that I'm assuming you refer to, you can buy an Alexa speaker that sounds better. Your coworker probably has, as I mentioned, the Amazon Echo Dot. It's a small, round speaker, roughly about an inch tall or so. The Dot was always meant to be connected to a better speaker if you're going to be playing music. Its own was only expected to be used for simple voice commands. So that's one option you have. Just connect to any speaker you happen to have, especially if it's one that you've used and you like the sound quality of.
And that's, like you and I, you have the Echo Dot, and I have the actual Echo because I've got Amazon Music, and I use mine to listen to music. You simply use yours for the voice stuff.
Yeah, for adding to my shopping list, pretty much, because asking Alexa questions she doesn't have the answers to is frustrating.
Exactly.
So then for that, I use my Google Home, which is also a little small hockey puck-sized disc. Again, not for playing music, but for answering questions, because Google Home always manages to find an answer.
Right. Now, see, I have an actual Echo in my living room, the big one, and then I have an Echo Dot like you have in my bedroom, but I keep that one connected to an external speaker that sounds better.
So when you're playing music throughout the house, it sounds good upstairs or down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Amazon, as we said, offers speakers that actually sound good, like the Echo or the Echo Plus, which are two options with the exact same digital assistant built in, but the hardware to play music that sounds good. If you're happy to stray from Alexa, Google Home also makes real speakers that tie into its Google Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
The one they market to audiophiles is the Google Home Max, but you can also downgrade to the regular Google Home for a respectable sound that will probably fill your office without any issues. Just steer away from the Home Mini, which is the Dot's direct competitor, same size that you were talking about.
Right. I keep that in the office and does a good job when I have a simple question. Let us know what you end up with and what you like or don't like about it, because it'll help other listeners as well. And, of course, he can do that by calling, just like you can call 800-899-INTO anytime, 24/7, and win fabulous prizes. So call in, win stuff on intotomorrow.com.
In today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's radio to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
With a happy belated birthday to America, you're tuned into Tomorrow. Erasmo in the control room, H on assignment out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Oh, tis the season, and we're cooking, by the way. We've got so many things, we literally step over stuff coming down the hallway to get into the studio these days because the prize closet is just burgeoning with incredible items. So anything that you hear, no promises, no guarantees. There's the asterisk. Did you see that flying through the air? Make a note. Tell us when you call into the show for any reason, and we'll do our best to get that to you. For example,
from SF Planet, they've sent a bunch of stuff, including FOSS power, water-resistant power banks, waterproof speakers. They got a bike phone mount, a dual-conductive Xbox controller charger. A
lot of neat stuff from them. From Ventev, their dashport quick-charge-enabled car charger with two USB ports. They've got Wallport quick-charge-enabled wall chargers with two USB ports, and global charging hubs capable of charging devices in 150-plus countries, all from Ventev.
From WeBoost, they sent a couple of Drive Sleek cell phone signal boosters valued at $200 each, and several of their Drive 4GX cell phone signal boosters valued at $480 each.
Yikes, that's amazing. From Pure Gear, a charge sync cable for Apple Lightning devices. They sent us a few of those, along with USB charging stations that charge four devices at one time, and a Pure Boom wireless set of earbuds, water-resistant and premium sound. They've sent a couple of those as well.
From Otherworld Computing, we've got a USB-C travel dock with five ports for connecting, powering, and charging, and Thunderbolt 3 DisplayPorted HDMI adapters to increase your screen real estate.
There you go. From Acoustic Research Hi-Fi, their in-ear monitors with Bluetooth headband worth $250, and their ARM200 high-res music player and Bluetooth receiver with integrated headphone amp, mind you. All from Acoustic Research.
From Bridge, we got a 5,000, a 10,000, and a 15,000 quick charge portable batteries, as well as many charging cables with built-in reinforced Kevlar.
The end of the orchestra kind of threw you off there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So stay tuned. More this hour. We'll tell you about some of the other items we've added this week. And again, all you need to do is mention an item or two or three, for that matter, that you'd love to have. We'll do our best to get those to you. Just call in and win. What's the number to call anytime, 24/7, with any consumer tech question, any digital dilemma we can solve? Maybe you want to share Tech Rage or share your favorite app, help another listener. So many things allowing you to participate.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Ah, very cool. Last week, Ken Higgins with OWC Digital explained what RAID is. Well, this week he explains one of the many RAID modes. This week, he's talking RAID 0.
Thanks, Dave. This week's RAID mode is RAID 0, the fastest RAID mode possible. RAID 0 is commonly referred to as striping, which means data is written or striped across two or more hard drives. In RAID 0 mode, your computer thinks it is running to a single drive and writes the data across all the drives in the RAID set. Since all the drives are being used at the same time, write speeds and read speeds are faster. But beware when using RAID 0. If one drive fails, all the data is lost. But if you need speeds to make fast copies, RAID 0 may be right for you. And now, back to you, Dave.
Well, thank you, Ken. We always learn a plethora of cool stuff from Ken Higgins. And OWCDigital.com will get you even more info, so do check them out when you can. And we'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Liz in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Liz?
Just over a year ago, I purchased a Garmin VivoSpart HR fitness tracker. And I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Except when I got it, I would get my notifications or alerts when I got a text message as well as a phone call. I still get the phone call alert, and it tells me who the call is from, and it vibrates. except the text messages don't come through anymore. Hmm. And I miss that because a lot of times I have my phone on silent or I don't have it with me, and I really like the vibrating. And I've got all my notifications on. I changed nothing, but now my Garmin is not giving me that alert, and I'm wondering if you can help.
Well, Liz, we'll do our best. Garmin makes great exercise watches, from the less expensive ones all the way to the ones that get close to the $1,000 mark, but they make awful companion apps. Your first step would be to restart the watch. Sometimes a reboot does still help all kind of devices.
Yeah, your problem is likely not with the watch itself, though, but the app that you use to pair it to the phone. Now, you can try to delete the watch from the app and repair it as if it were a brand new device. Frankly, it's surprising that you haven't had to do this already, since Garmin's app has a way of forgetting that you ever bothered to pay to pair a device to it.
Yeah.
Failing that, you may need to reinstall the app itself. Sometimes it's the only way to get rid of persistent issues like the one that you're facing.
So, Liz, I hope that we helped you out there. Let us know if just the simple reboot does the job, because a lot of times that makes all the difference in the world. And I know we talk about that with computers, but you got to do it with all kinds of technology these days. A reboot makes a big difference. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Wearable technology continues to take the fashion industry by storm, but is it sustainable? I'm Dave Graveline. The Into Tomorrow team and I want to know what you think. Would you spend more to be fashionable with your tech? I'm curious about that. Erasmo in the control room, Horatio on assignment in New York, and who are you here in the studio with me, and what are you doing here?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think I'm Chris Graveline, but I do know that this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, learn more at owcdigital.com.
Ah, very fine. And, of course, we had so many interviews from New York City last week. That's right, New York City! As part of CE Week, we couldn't get them all on the show last week, so we've got yet another one coming up in our next segment.
Yes, we'll be chatting with Megan Azrilon with Rocketbook.
Not to be confused with Pocketbook.
Right.
All right.
They say this is the last notebook you'll ever need.
Oh, that's right. I remember. We actually interviewed them.
Yes. And we've got a video of it, so you can stop by intotomorrow.com and see the video of that interview as well.
You can. So even though you're hopefully out of school for the summer still, you not only will be starting school again, perhaps, but even just for any other reason that you need a notebook. And they've got all different sizes, but they're all reusable notebooks. And you got to check out the video to see what they're talking about.
Of course, my whole thing is, if a company, how are they going to make money if they're going to sell you one and say you don't need any more?
Well, they have different sizes.
No, that's true.
So they'll sell you different sizes, and then people will say, oh, my goodness, how does that work? And then they'll want one. I guess that's their marketing strategy.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was their business plan. We kept looking for the tech angle. I think it was the cloth that wipes it. I don't know. Check out the video at intotomorrow.com, and you'll see. Scott in State College, Pennsylvania, he listens on the Money radio station. Ooh, WPSE. Hey, Scott.
I'm a motorcyclist, and I'm getting interested in some of the Bluetooth ways to listen to my using my phone or my GPS, and also I was thinking about maybe a Bluetooth iBuds or something to listen to my music and my talk on my phone while I'm on my motorcycle. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions what would work better.
Does your motorcycle go fast? I wonder. Hopefully. because I can just see Scott racing through with his earbuds and so forth. Because Scott Music, of course, is easy enough as long as your phone is close to your earbuds. Just about any inexpensive Bluetooth set will do a pretty decent job enough. You can find plenty of truly wireless sets for as little as $50 on Amazon. Now, the reason why you may be better off paying for something like the Apple AirBuds you mentioned or some other higher-end set is that if you plan to talk on the phone, doing that while you're riding a motorcycle is going to require some decent sound cancellation, other noise cancellation, obviously. The cheaper options won't offer good enough ambient noise canceling for you to have much success. For your particular case, you're probably better off spending the money and getting something a bit more high-end.
Yeah, now, the ones that I use and swear by are the Jabra Elite 65T.
I've heard you swearing a lot, not at the earbuds.
But by them.
Yes, because I'm in agreement with you. They are amazing. The Jabra Elite 65T, as in terrific.
I think it's titanium.
I know. Yeah. But I'm saying, you remember the T that way. But you don't ride a motorcycle.
I don't.
No.
But now, I've never been a fan of Bluetooth earbuds until I tried these out. These have given me excellent audio quality with noise cancellation. And when you use them with the smartphone app, you can activate sort of a talk-through mode that allows you to hear what's going on around you and carry on a conversation without even taking them out of your ear. So it sort of mutes your music and then activates the microphone in the earbud so that you can hear somebody talking to you.
Then how come every time I ask you a question when you're wearing them, which is never at work because you're supposed to be working, you stop and you go through frustration and you take them out and activate the hear through thing.
Because I deleted the app and it's not quite easy enough. It would be easier. Honestly, that's the one downfall I have, or downside I think of these, is that there's no button on them like you can push. You can push buttons to talk and to change things. There should be a button to push to activate the talk through mode. Right now you have to use the app and it's just too many steps. It's easier to pull the thing out of my ear.
And plus, you can't get frustrated enough if you could actually hear me without having to stop what you're doing and like, what?
Exactly.
Oh, I get it.
Now, these earbuds are stored in a case that has a built-in battery that will recharge them up to 5 times before you simply have to plug in the case to recharge it.
And that, in and of itself, is handy. A lot of others have begun doing that. They're copying Jabra, but that works very well.
Yeah. So you can find these, the Jabra Elite 65T, for about $170 online.
Yeah, now that's obviously a whole lot more than when I was suggesting a $50 pair that he can get, but well worth it. And to me, they stay in my ears better. That's the other problem I've had with all kind of earbuds, is that they won't stay in my ear. You got to almost screw things in order to get them to stay, and then don't sneeze or something, because boom, one goes flying across the room or in the aisle of the airplane or whatever. Or in his case, Scott might be on the motorcycle having a heck of a time. So you got to really spend a couple extra dollars and get the better ones. And these aren't things that you can try at a store and they'll likely take back because they're earbuds. You're putting them in your ears. So now you don't want to be sharing somebody else's earwax. Same thing. They don't want to share yours either. So you really got to just investigate, but you can't go wrong with our recommendation for the Jabras.
Yeah, and you can also look into something that's a lot more specialized. I don't have any details on them now, but I know that there's even Bluetooth helmets for motorcycles that have the Bluetooth built into it.
Yeah.
So and usually like a little reach-around microphone that goes in front of your mouth so that it's much easier to talk and hear while you're on a motorcycle.
Yep. And Scott, you might want to look into those too if you're writing and listening to music and talking on the phone periodically. That would even do a better job for you, perhaps. David in Atlanta, Georgia, listens on AM 920, The Answer. Hey there. Welcome into tomorrow, Dave.
I know this is a ridiculous question for your high-tech show, but my question is, I have a 6S iPhone and want to know if it's worth the money to go higher. And where should I go? My guess is to an 8, but I need your advice on that.
Well, David, it's our pleasure. And no, it's not a ridiculous question. If it involves technology, consumer tech, no questions are ridiculous because you want answers. And that's what we are here for. We're trying to help you out. But we pretty much have reached the stage where, frankly, if your phone is working fine, there may not be any good reason for you to upgrade, spend the money. Both the 8 and the 10, or some people call it the X, but it's the 10, are far better, faster, more capable than your 6S. But do you need them to be? If your phone is doing the job, you may be happier with your money in your pocket than with the new device and your money in Apple's pocket. And the reason we say that is because new devices feel newer and faster and better, but not in a mind-blowing way anymore. They roughly do the same thing. They just do it a little bit faster or a little bit better. But the age of the killer new features is gone. Phones are the new computer in more ways than one, and one of the ways is that we've largely reached the stage where if it's still meeting your needs, you probably don't need an upgrade yet. Now, Apple and Samsung and others are saying, oh my God, don't tell them that. We want them to buy all of our new phones. Yeah, well, we're honest with you. We tell you the truth. And this is what Into Tomorrow is all about, trying to help you in whichever way possible. I hope that that gives you some insight there.
You know, depending on whether you're a person that likes the latest technology or just looking to upgrade to a model that's more up to date, you could either go with an iPhone 8 or the 10. However, upgrading to a 7 or 8 model would probably be the way to go if you're looking to have a phone with stable software and for a better price than having the latest model. And that's what
you do that all the time. We've talked about it for years on the air. You know, a new model comes out, you buy the previous model, and it's new to you and faster and gooder and all those things, but you spend a lot less for it.
Yeah, and about 6 months ago, I had had the iPhone 6 until about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. and I upgraded. And, you know, the only reason
went to the 8.
I skipped the 7, went to the 8 only because with T-Mobile, with the payment plans, it was going to be $2 more a month. And I figured, for $2 a month, I'll have the newer one.
True.
But it still wasn't the newest.
Yeah. So how many months, $2 a month?
You pay with the T-Mobile plan I have, you pay over 2 years, but after a year, you can trade the phone in and upgrade if you want.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Now, you know, we have a staffer that said he was faced with the same question. He went with an older model iPhone 7, which he said still looks beautiful with or without a case. And he said he hasn't experienced much hardware or software issues. While the N emoji and camera features of the iPhone 10 are attractive, an older model like the iPhone 8 would be just as effective and reliable while saving you a couple bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And then when it comes down to that, you are saving more than a couple of bucks even. So, David, I hope we helped you out. Again, not a silly question at all. It's a great question. And take the advice that we're giving, because you can save some money and still be a happy camper all the way into tomorrow.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
So as kids prepare for back to school, I know it's still summer, don't push it, but hey, parents are pushing it. There's all kinds of cool tech that would help the kids. Like, how about the last notebook you'll ever need? Well, that caught our attention, so we thought we'd talk to Megan about Rocketbook. And hey, Megan, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So tell me why this could be the last notebook we'll ever need.
Well, Rocketbook, the Rocketbook Everlast, is endlessly reusable and cloud-connected. So once you're done writing your notes, you would just take the damp cloth, wipe it clean, and you can use that notebook over and over again.
All right. Then what happens to those notes that we have now wiped clean?
Yeah. Well, before you do wipe them clean, you should open your Rocketbook app, scan it, and it will automatically be sent to one of your preset destinations. So it can go to your email, your Google Drive, Evernote, whatever you like.
This sounds like it's a lot more than just for back to school. Like, I can see business opportunities here or just anything. Somebody doodling something or sketching something. Is it doing optical character recognition? So when you say we're scanning it, is it then kind of typing it out as text for us?
Right now, Rocketbook is working on that, so it's not yet a feature, but it will be soon.
Okay,
Okay, cool. But if otherwise, if we can read our own writing, that's the key. Yes. And it gets sent to us or stored in a cloud or what have you, right?
Yep. It can go anywhere you want, any cloud destination.
Okay. And I'm seeing several different sizes. So you buy one or buy one of each size, and then they'll do the job for you. So how does that part work?
Yeah, so all it is just different sizes. You have the executive size, the regular notebook size, or the mini. So it depends on, you know, if you just want to take quick notes on the go, you use your mini, stick it in your pocket, and you're out of here. Or for kids, for back to school, you can get the regular size notebook, and it's just like having one notebook that you can use for any subject.
The mini reminds me of a reporter's notebook that we're always carrying, a little longer, so maybe you'll come out with one of those. And boy, that could save me a lot of time at a press conference or something, making notes and then not needing another pad all the time. It also seems to me that, like for young kids, it might be an opportunity for them to do some drawing maybe or some sketching and still save it. Now it's saved digitally and then wipe it clean.
Yeah, exactly. And also for smaller kids, you know, parents who can't save all their kids' artwork, they do have the Rocketbook Color, which works with Crayola dry erase markers. So there, you know, kids could draw whatever they want. And then, you know, when they're proud of it, they could say, Mommy, put this on the fridge. You know, she could scan it before she erases it and just gives them back it to them and print it out and or, you know, save it on her drive.
Can you give us a real quick example of just kind of over your shoulder thing of making a note, doing something, and just tell me how it would work if we're using something like this? I'm seeing a barcode there, so tell me about that.
Yes, so at the bottom, the barcode, this works for when you're scanning. It knows, you know, so it catches that and it will know where to go. So for this one, let's say we need to make a grocery list. We need bananas and some eggs, right? So I write that down. Let's say I don't want to take the notebook with me. I'd open up my app, scan it, and I'll save it to my, you know, camera roll or whatever. But now I don't need these anymore. So I'll take the cloth and wipe it clean, and then I can write next week's grocery list right on that same page.
And because it's now on your device, you don't forget your bananas and eggs.
Right, exactly. You don't need, you know, if you don't want to take the notebook with you, you can scan it to your phone, so that's one last thing you carry, or you can even stick this in your bag, your pocket, and you're good to go.
And are these available now? And you mentioned the different sizes. Can you give us an idea price-wise?
Yes, so these are available. You can get them at GetRocketBook.com, Amazon, Target, Staples, you know, anywhere that sells traditional notebooks. And they run between, the Everlast is between 16 and 30, depending on the size. And we also have, you know, one-off notepads that are regular paper, but they still scan, and those are a few bucks.
Okay, good. So that's why I now understand why we may never need to buy another notebook after we get the Rocketbook.
Yep, nope. Endlessly reusable.
Well, thank you, Megan, for joining us here, and we appreciate the input, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. And, of course, GetRocketBook.com for more information. We'll link you there when you meet us up at IntoTomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
9112. Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world in which we live these days. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech issues, any digital dilemmas that you may have. And you can call us 24/7, not only to win fabulous prizes. Remember, call in, win stuff. It's that easy. but because we want to help solve your digital dilemmas. And what number is that that you can call anytime 24/7 and be on the air and win stuff?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Ooh, that's pretty cool, because then you get info about the prices, cost, area. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff about what's available in your area. And we've got HughesNet satellite here at our studios as well. Works like a charm. Gotta love it. Bill in Mahaffey, Pennsylvania, listens on 107.9 Connect FM. Hello, Bill. Welcome into tomorrow.
I have a question about cell phone boosters. I live in a very rural area, and the signal is not very strong. And also to boost it, what I do to boost a signal and what I can do to boost it throughout the house also.
Well, Bill, the best thing you can do if you have a solid internet connection is to just use Wi-Fi calling at home. You won't be able to tell the difference. Both your incoming and outgoing calls will work the same, only they'll be routed through your Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, the problem with that is that you're in a rural area and your internet may be as bad as your cell phone signal.
Well, that's true.
So you can look into products from like WeBoost or SureCall. The kind you want is one with a big antenna that you mount outside your home where the signal is better, and a repeater that you would plug inside like you would a Wi-Fi router.
Yep, and we just so happen to have some of the great WeBoost items as part of our summer giveaway. So if you don't have a good internet connection but you have decent cell phone signal outside, then you may want to call back and say, I think I can use one of those, and we'll do our best to get it to you. And you mentioned, what do you mean, one of those, which means we got a bunch of stuff? Ha ha.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Yes, indeed, we've got goodies, so many and so cool that we want you to win them. And all you have to do is call in and win stuff. A question, a comment, help for another listener, share your favorite app. If it gets on the air, you win some of these cool goodies. No promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three of the items if you want, and we'll do our best to get one of them to you. Like from Bad Fly Interactive. Are you a gamer? Oh, you definitely want one of these. We've got Dead Effect 2 horror story driven VR streaming keys. 20 of them to share with some of our gamers in the audience.
From Trance Metals, we've got Executive Toy Copper Spheres. They sound boring, but they're not. They're actually pretty fun to play with.
They are cool. We got five of them, and they're worth $120 each. Executive Toys, you want one. From Hudway, their heads-up displays to keep your eyes on the road. They sent several of those.
From Raycon, the new CE company led by entertainer and techpreneur Ray J, we've got wireless earphone Starship, contoured design, optimized audio fidelity, and wireless headphones H60, lightweight, compact design, and noise canceling.
From Hi-Fi Man Electronics, a Sundara over-the-ear planar magnetic headphones worth $500.
From I Love Wireless, Kids Connect GPS tracker cell phone for kids, valued at $130. Just sent a couple of those.
Yeah, and they work really well. From DE World, how about a grip all-in-one phone mount for the car? They sent us a case of those. We've got 24 of them, and this is pretty cool. They'll work in your old CD player. They've got that option to just shove it in there and make that come to use. They've got the thing you can attach to your windshield, a suction cup. They've got stuff for your dash, all in one car mount for your cell phone. And all you have to do is call in and participate. And what number might they call anytime, 24/7, to win some of these goodies?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And you want more details? We'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.